old mate Picks, a.k.a. Lenny P23, Liam Pickering. How are you, my old China plate? You well?
I'm well, going well, Hutchie, and hello to the new audience. I'm here at Yarra Valley. It's going to be a magnificent day. It's a bit cloudy, but the weather's going to be nice, I think. It's a shorts and a T-shirt sort of day, Craig. I will say that.
Picks and Dermot Brereton today, hosting the marquee there at the Yarra Valley Country Races. We like to get out every summer, of course, and do the rounds for Country Racing Victoria. We'll speak to Nikita.
We do.
We do.
You don't. We do. You're in Perth.
Evenly distribute the attendances.
No,
and
I can't remember the last one. I think the last one you went to was when Mum gave you the dressing down in Great Western. There you go.
Well, let's join the dots on that. Yeah, they've been scarred. Since your mum took me apart with a real ear bashing.
I tell you what though, Hutch, it is a magnificent. Now I'm sitting up at the moment in the members area, looking at the winning post right in front of me actually, and they've got the tent set up out here. It's going to be a fantastic day.
Yep, that's a beautiful race course there at Yarra Valley, and I remember the day that Doc famously went through the wedding.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
he thought it was our marquee. Went in and started helping himself to the food, and only to find that it was someone's wedding party set up. He'd eaten half the food by the time they got there. Oh, it's unbelievable behaviour by Doc.
It didn't back down or had no apology about it. It was like, no, we shouldn't have put the food there in our way in the first place. That sort of attitude.
As he had a handful, as he walked out with another handful of sandwiches.
Yeah. Oh. Well done to Phoebe, by the way, the doc's daughter.
Yes, I'm going
great news, Phoebe,
tomorrow, Hutch.
And Gus have got engaged, so they're even the doc invited me to the engagement party. Picks and
your
mums.
He did ask me for your email address after I was invited, of course. I'm going along, but you're not going to be there. You're in Sydney, Phoebe, I believe.
Phoebe made a fantastic contribution to our business for several years and gone on to do even bigger things. So
you did well to get an invite. I mean, yeah, I was surprised.
I think it was one of those. I'm hearing you're away, so maybe it's a good time to sneak the invite in, knowing full well you won't accept. That's sort of, you know, the assumed.
It'll be nice tomorrow afternoon. It'll be good.
They're a great couple, and he's a great young fella too. So I'm really happy for them. Well done to the doc, and there you go. And look, at least he knows invitations are important in friendships, Picks.
He does.
We're still dwelling. I'm going to ask Margaret her views on your mum banning me from her 80th.
Well, you play all that silly music and stuff. You know, make out that she's on the booze. She doesn't even drink.
Well,
idiot. This is why. Like, you did your dash, Hutch. You probably would have been invited. But you did your dash. You just kept pushing it, didn't you? You just couldn't help yourself. You kept pushing it.
Her and I, we've sat through all those weddings over the years together. And, you know.
Righto. Come on. Get on with it. Get
I've introduced
on,
her. Well, here, don't even on stage
again. Just keep going. Keep going. Just get on with it.
All right. At 10 past 10, the young of heart age of 93. She no longer needs to call us. We love her. We call her.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'd have made them all walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere.
Thank you for being a friend.
It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Powering for Tyre Power, big brands, better buy sale now on presents a magic moment with Margaret every Saturday. Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm on the mend.
How you feeling?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. I'm over it. I've give it the flick.
You're tough.
I'm tough. He said that. The doctor said to me yesterday, good girl. Good girl, he said, you shook that. I said, yes. I didn't think I would at first, but however I did.
You did. Oh, yeah. That's the main thing, Margaret.
Tough as nails.
COVID was never going to get you. Going to get you down. No way. Hey, Margaret, did you watch a bit of the Blues and the Cats practice match the other day? Did you have a look at that?
Oh, I didn't. I really didn't watch it, Pickus, but I didn't read a lot into it. But still, Harry's up to his old tricks again, kicking from the side.
In his defence, Margaret, I went out there for the first half. It was very windy and blustery conditions. Difficult.
No, I didn't read much into it, but still in all, good on. I'm sorry, Guthrie got hurt. You know, I've always said he's one of my nice favourite players. Guthrie.
Yeah, very disappointing for the Cats.
He got hurt.
It's very
simple the way he done it too. He just
it's nothing. Yeah, just did it.
Just very simple.
Along. Yeah.
How are you feeling about Angus Brayshaw?
Oh, it was very sad for Angus. Very sad. Very sad for him. I don't think he'd be on his own, to tell you the truth. I think he'd be. I think he'll have friends. I think that there's be a lot more have to retire sooner or later with the knocks they're getting moving.
Well, it's a big crackdown on there. You wouldn't have seen this, but there was a Sam Powell Pepper incident yesterday, which has lit up social media with people suspecting there'll be 4 6-week bans. The timing's not. He ran past the ball and bumped the player. The timing of that is poor, in particular, given it's the start of a season picks. They're looking to send a message, and you've just had the Angus Brayshaw incident. But yeah. What do you think, Margaret? Is it time we protect the head a bit more?
Well, I don't know how they can. It's day one. They played the football like that. I just don't know how they're going to protect it more than they try to do. They've put all the rules in place, and some of them are very, very simple accidents. You know, that sometimes it's just that they fall themselves on the ground and bounce off the ground. Grounds are so hard. See, in the old days, the grounds were full of mud and soft water. Today, they're just like concrete. And I think that's probably one of the troubles, with the sport.
I think you do make a good point, Margaret. We were playing. It was the grounds were a lot softer. There was a
all mud. You couldn't even tell. You couldn't find a number on the boys' backs. We never had. They were just black, wallowing in mud all day. And that, I think that's what it was. They just played, fell in a heap of water.
They weren't much good to play on the grounds, but
the grounds were shocking.
It's an interesting theory that I didn't contemplate of the grounds being. They are hard.
They are rock hard. Yeah, I agree with that. And there are a lot of guys that when they land, they hit their head in the ground, and I think they could soften the grounds up a bit. Yeah, well, I mean, we see it with horse racing. I mean, you don't see a fast track anymore, which we used to see. Now it's always it's a soft five or whatever it may be, or a good four. It's never a fast track like they used to be, but. So, because they put more water into the ground. So maybe that is something that they should look at doing, maybe soften the grounds up a little bit. They're always worried about how the aesthetics, to how it looks. I think you make a good point, actually.
Well, that's what happened in the old days. They played in mud. In mud half the time. And when they fell, nobody ever had a concussion. Well, I suppose they weren't, I don't know whether they were tested for it, but they weren't carried off all the time.
Now, Margaret, your family to me and Pix, you know that. You're part of our family, and we're part of yours.
I know where you go.
sometimes in family you need to have, friends. Mature conversations, and the family need to come together. So as a family member of ours, I need your honest feedback. You don't have to sugarcoat it. I haven't been invited to Paddy P's 80th. Liam's mum, she's clearly cut up a bit rough about some jokes I've been making over the years. Oh, I didn't know that. This has all come to light this morning.
Oh, you didn't know that. Oh, come on.
I love Paddy P, and I think she's part of my family, but I've been snubbed from the 80th. What's your view on this?
I can't believe it, to tell you the truth, Hutchie. I thought you'd get an invite. I really did. Dear Paddy, you were really a bit tough on her.
He was. He's only got himself to blame, Margaret. He was very, very, very mean over the years.
Dear Patty, I'm sure she'll have a rethink about it and say, listen, behave yourself and you can come.
Can I put her on the phone to you, the Savo, if I can get her to take your call? Can you put in a word for me?
I will put in a good word for you, I'm sure.
I reckon Marlene, her friend's also got her ear too. You got to get Marlene over the line because I think Marlene's just got a lot of influence
Marlene's
in that friendship.
Marlene's got in her ear. Marlene's got the
There's no doubt she's got the influence. Yeah, no doubt about that. Now, Margaret, just to change topics for a second, the Aussies are going right in the T20, aren't we?
Oh, we're going well. I was very, very concerned, I can tell you. I'll tell you, thank God for our bowlers. They hold us together time and time again, the bowlers. They hang in there when they come to their batting turn, and they just hang in there. But I was worried, but they're a pushover. They're not much good. Well, I was glad Ravenda wasn't playing.
Yeah, there were a few changes in the team last night, wasn't there?
They've been a bit cocky, the Kiwis, too, and so they came unstuck a bit.
They were. Remember Phillips, he was in the field and he said, oh, the boys will be licking their lips. This, we're getting them out. Oh, they'll be happy. And I was a bit worried and I thought, oh, get on your bike to him. Phillips, anyway, we beat them.
They played well. It was a good win, that great win the other night.
Good win. Does Zampa come good? When he started to bowl, I thought, oh, why'd they bring him? To think? I know he's a good bowler at times, but he's really been on the outer at the lately. He hasn't been bowling real good. And I thought, oh, my God, he's going to give away a great over here. And sure, God, he got 4 wickets. Good on him.
He's a top bowler.
And that was the best catch I've seen in a long time from Wade. Oh, wasn't that brilliant? How he ran and caught that laying flat on his stomach.
Yeah, it was a great catch. They did everything right.
He's a good cricketer, Wade. I love him.
Yeah, excellent cricketer. There's no doubt. They flipped around with the teams, Margaret. They sort of flipped the batting order and they put Smith at the top and they did Wade in there in the middle order. So they're mucking around a little bit. And I think New
mucking around with them all. You know, Smith is not one of those bashers. He is a test cricketer. He idles away at the field, you know, pokes around, tippity-tip, tippity-tip. Tippity-tip.
Personally, I'm not sure he's in our T20 team, to be honest. I mean, I love Steve Smith. I think he's a fantastic, unbelievable cricketer.
But he's a test player.
Yeah, he
won't make the World Cup, I don't think.
I don't think you'll make the T20 World Cup. No, I think your 50 overs, I could understand, but we've got other players that are better suited to that format, I think.
And I can't believe how short Eagles is. Isn't he a little shorty?
Yeah, he's a little
shorty.
And
when he's coming out to bat, he's like a prize fighter. Jigging this way, that way, doing his side steps and his little runs, just like a fighter comes on, you know.
Okay, just as we finish up, good news for you. You're going to hear the Australia-New Zealand Test Series, all of it, on our network.
Really?
Every ball, yep. Australia-New Zealand for the next two
fantastic.
Tests.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I can come to bed and listen to it lovely.
Now, hey, you might be able to help us in this one, mate. I didn't listen to the commentary. I was watching it last night. I didn't listen to the SEN commentary, but a good mate of mine texted me and said it was very, very biased. All New Zealand. Now, Hutchie, you set up a really biased, you know, press.
They were a bit biased. They were. The New Zealand bloke, oh my God, he had no time. I don't reckon for the Aussies.
Aussies? No, I heard that.
We've got some cavalry going. Pixis, Jared's going in. Adam Collins is going in.
Oh, thankfully.
It's going to be interesting to see how the two teams mould together, picks, to be fair, but can't wait for it. Looking forward to it. Hey, Margaret, and have you got your outfit sorted for Engelbert Humperdinck?
I will have, don't you worry. I will have, my word. I'll tell you, my granddaughters, I said, so be it. She had, when she went to Swift, she had all the bracelets, you know. Well, I said, what about making me some for Engelbert? She said, I will. So I'm putting my songs all down that I can remember. You know, a long time ago, all these songs, but I've got them all written down of what he used to sing. And so she's making me a bracelet with the songs on it, and I'm going to wear them.
I love it.
I'm going to wear Engelbert, Engelbert Love Letters, Release Me, The Last Waltz. And this is a good one he used to sing. It was called Funny Familiar Forgotten Feelings. That's the name of the song. Funny, Familiar, Forgotten Feelings.
Yep.
There's 4 words. All beginning
I love
with
it.
F.
Little song to finish?
Well, I'll sing one of... Hey, well, I'll try and sing it if I can remember it. I had... Oh, come on, clear me voice. Big start. I had the last waltz with you, two lonely people together. I fell in love with you, the last waltz we had together. There you go.
Oh,
bye
lovely.
For now,
bye,
folks.
Darling.
Cheerio.
Bye, darling.
See
you, Margaret.
You, Engelbert.
Excellent.
Margaret from Sunbury with a spring in her step. Doesn't that make your Saturday? It's absolutely wonderful.